It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We having ourselves a good time as always. We're rocking out this morning on this terrific Tuesday. That is Dear Reese.
What it do, what it does.
I'm DK Mac 1, and we're the Sports Shop 1 because we're never, ever. Number 2, make sure you follow us on all of our social media platforms at The Sports Shop 1. That will be on IG and Twitter. Make sure you check us out on YouTube.
What you laughing at?
Check us out on YouTube at The Sports Shop Radio, Reese K Mac. Make sure you like us and subscribe all day long. And if all else fails, you can go to our website at thesportsshopradio.com. That's thesportsshopradio.com. Make sure you check us out. At the firm, Pamela Smith. What's up, Pam?
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's Pamela Thompson Smith.
Oh, yeah?
The T is not silent.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got three names?
Yes.
God. How many more you want?
One more.
<He's> Go. So silly. Nobody with you. Nobody
one
with
more.
You. I got plenty of them. I give you a new one every day.
Exactly. You ain't know. I was laughing because, you know, you when you do something wrong or you know, you don't really think it's wrong, and then it comes back to haunt you.
Right.
And I'm like in K-Mac's chair, and it is the most uncomfortable chair.
Exactly. You should have took it. You should have took
wow.
it.
Wow.
You thought I didn't know it when you said it the first time. I said, then I looked, I said, oh, she took it. Okay, all right. Let me see how you like it, buddy. I ain't say the word either.
I don't like it.
I said, yeah, you go ahead and keep it. We got, what's up, G, buddy?
What up, K-Mac? How are you?
How you living, brother? You good?
Living good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, making it do what it do.
It's Tuesday.
It's been a long day already, I can tell you that.
It's Tuesday.
You know, it is what it is, though. So how we doing on the poll question?
Our poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, which you can participate by following at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. Which Final Four has the potential to have the better games, the men's Final Four or the women's Final Four? But it remains the same. We're still split 50-50 down the middle.
Mm. Wow. Go women.
Wow. Okay.
Go women.
I mean, it's good basketball.
It's basketball, yes.
It's good basketball.
We love it when y'all are watching women's basketball.
It just looks so much better to me than it did. 10 years ago, I mean, 10 years ago, I don't know. I had this thing a couple years ago. They would always be on the floor, It would just always be on the floor falling. I said, what is going on? But it's just so much. The basketball is just so much better.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say. It's just so much better, which is good to see.
It is very good to see.
Which is good to see.
Coming a long way.
But real quickly, talk a little NFL. Reese's guy, the greatest quarterback to ever play a game of football. Aaron Rodgers. Does he have a job right now? Do we know? Is he actually employed right now?
Yeah.
By the Green Bay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just on the shopping block.
Right.
They got him up there.
It's like we had a conversation. I know you're looking
right
for another job, and I'm kind of.
But right now,
okay,
you got this
that.
Job.
Yeah.
But right now, you got this job.
Yeah.
Okay. But really, we already moved on and we're working with the new guy. But you still got your job, though. Don't you worry.
You still got your paycheck.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
you ain't got to come in.
I wonder how that feel for him, though. I understand. I understand. But it's interesting. Deanna Rossini, This saga is going to go on forever. I can assure you it's going to go on for a long time. Talks about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and where they stand right now. Let's hear from Deanna Rossini.
It is going to take some time here. I was told that both sides have not had a lot of communication over the last week. That being said, they are all here in this building, all the important people that would be part of this trade, including ownership. Woody Johnson is here at the league meetings as well. So you have all the important players. Also, Aaron Rodgers' agent, David Dunn, is here. So if they want to get this done, they obviously could do this right here if they want to. But from what I can gather and the information that's been shared with me, this is still going to be a process, mostly because Green Bay is looking to get more in terms of trade compensation from the New York Jets to send Aaron Rodgers to New York.
So somebody figured out that you have a long checkbook, and they said, we're going to make you spend every dime because we can.
Absolutely.
We have something that you want, and you're going to pay. You're going to pay. Or else we'll just hold out forever because we still got it. So we're just going to make you pay for it. Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, talked about how the trade unfolded for Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously it was a disappointing season, right? And you come out of the season, you have a lot of conversations not only with Aaron, but with the rest of the team, coaches and everybody. And then as you go through that process, you kind of get an idea of where you're going to move to, you know, as a team, how you're going to go forward. And I think I was really looking forward to the conversations with Aaron to see how he fit into that. Those never transpired. So, there came a time where we had to make some, decisions. So we went through his representatives to try to kind of talk to him where we were going with our team. And at that point, they informed us they would like to be traded to the Jets.
He informed us he'd like to be traded. All right, cool. I appreciate you want to be traded, but that's not how this works.
Well, apparently that's how it works when he's Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's not how it works. It works is you can say what you want to say, but they're going to have to pay. Okay, that's cool. So you tell you we should just work with them. No problem. We can work with them. I tell them what it's going to take.
Yeah.
I think he said it like he was just going to be just walk off.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers.
He's just going to walk off and just ride off into the sunset. Well, you don't want me? Okay, fine. I quit. I'm going to go to the Jets. The Jets will take me.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not how that works. I'm not. Does he have an agent?
That's a good question.
I'm sure he does.
Well, neither one of these agents seem to be. They ain't
getting seem to be doing their job.
Well, Lamar doesn't have one. Oh, no, what's the guy named Dennis? Kenny Johnson.
Kenny.
Who's got that fake like he represents?
Hey, look. He probably did know him though.
I mean, he went to school with him, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he went
to Louisville with him.
Maybe their moms are best friends.
Yeah. They went to kindergarten together.
I told you guys, there are locker room lawyers, locker room agents, locker room tax attorneys. In the locker room, you get anything you need. Now, they may steer you wrong, but you get anything you need. But I don't understand what Aaron Rodgers thinks. First of all, Aaron Rodgers don't care at this point. Aaron Rodgers has let it be known what he wants to do. And at that point, Jets have said, we'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers said, okay, y'all get it done. And Green Bay's like, you will get it done, but you're going to pay me because I know you have the money. So you come out here, you can fly out here all you want to. You can smooth, you can take them to dinner, you can do all of that. But you're going to pay me before you leave here.
Right.
And that's just the way that one feels. So I almost feel bad for him, similar to Lamar Jackson. But realistically, Lamar Jackson said he has to be traded on March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
When we find out about yesterday, let's go. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when was the franchise tag? Anybody remember?
A couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So he has to be traded before the franchise tag, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? Well, Jim Harbaugh said he loves him.
we had a lot of fun with that.
Lamar's under contract, and that's the guy. That's the guy I want to see be our quarterback. You know, that's my guy. We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right?
My guy.
Why? Because we love him. We love him. We love the way he plays. We love his mindset, his charisma, his style, the way he's in the locker room. Everything about him, we love him. I love him personally. I love being the coach and team that he's playing quarterback for. So that's what you do. You know, you build a team around your players, and that's what I'm excited to do.
What was that?
It's a sweet hangover.
I mean,
that wasn't no sweet hangover. What was that?
Lies.
I think he may feel that way. See, I think about him all the time.
Yeah.
Never let him out of my mind. Because I love you.
Got a sweet thing. Love you.
Didn't he say?
Sweetest thing ever.
Did he say I love his hair? Or did he say I love his style?
No. He got his charisma.
Charisma, yeah.
His hairstyle.
Love the way he walks in the room.
I like
he
how
he
walks.
The room.
He walks in like Obama.
I think about him all the time. I don't even think about my wife. The coach is like, I don't even think about my thing. I think about Lamar all the time.
Wait a minute. Just play the part where you said all the stuff I love.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the stuff I love. I love.
We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right? Why? Because we love him.
We love him. Because we love him.
We love him. We love.
We said we love him the first one. That was pretty profound.
Within the first 10 seconds, that landed hard.
We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right?
Watch this.
Why? Because we love him.
Wow.
That's why.
I ain't gonna lie. It sounds funnier than when I heard it this morning. It sounds funnier this time.
Because I love him.
I love him.
Because we love him.
We love him.
We love him.
Because I love you,
I
need to figure out how to make that a quick start.
Oh, you got to do that.
Because we love him.
Because we
love him. We love the way he plays. We love his mindset.
His charisma.
Yeah,
say that right there.
I love the way he thinks. I love the way when he walks in the room. He commands the room.
Man, pause. When he walks into the room.
I love his shoes.
Women all pause.
Just a man on a horse, baby. I think
about him all the time.
Never let him out of my mind.
Because I love you.
That ain't the same. He said a whole lot stronger than that.
He said, I love him.
Like, because we love him.
Y'all ain't right.
I mean, that's pretty straightforward. It's straight.
No question.
No question.
No chasing.
I love his charisma. We love everything else about him.
I heard it earlier today, but I was just like, yeah. It really, like you said, he just hit.
I mean, it's just.
It's just strong. Even when you know it's coming, you're like, oh.
That's when, like.
All right.
They said they leave it, and you try to pull everything you can to keep them from walking out that door.
Yeah.
Baby, I love you. I love the way you walk.
Even when I get mad at you.
I love the way you think.
Even when I get mad at you, I love that part of you.
I love everything. I love it when you yell at me.
Yes. I think about you all the time. I can't even
Never
focus.
Let you up.
Baby, I'll do better.
That's right.
Said, don't go out that door.
He would love his charisma.
Who says that?
Well, you know, you'll touch somebody when they say that.
I said, Jay, how about it's like he hit all the bullet points. They had like one PowerPoint, that one sheet.
Yeah. K-Mac, I love your ASCO, your ASCO uniform rental service.
Hey, how he said it. He said he meant that
thing. I mean, he said it with energy, you know, and it was just,
From his shunna, no, no, no.
I know.
Talking to Tom.
Said it with his chest.
He said it with all his chest, though. And I was like,
chest stuck
so
out.
Far, like, okay, he said, I love you. Okay, great. But then he started breaking down the charisma. I said, oh, whoa.
Love your charisma.
Oh, your charisma.
Love the way you think.
Greg, what you got?
I mean, I'm going to have to talk to the coach. I need to use some of this myself.
We love him.
I love your charisma. I just love the way you do that PowerPoint yesterday. I just love the charisma, the energy.
The confidence.
The confidence. Next thing you know, you're going to be on the Aaron Rodgers track. One way out of town.
Y'all want to tell me something? Y'all want to tell me something? You said your coworker beside you. You want to tell me something?
Oh, yeah, check your DMs, man. Check your DMs. I got something to tell you. Either.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Lastly, I know we talked about which one is better, or which one is better basketball, which one feels better. And if you just had to look at this NCAA tournament, just take it on its merit for what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it challenge you to say, am I a basketball fan? Or am I just a fan of the Blue Bloods and what I'm accustomed to being accustomed to watching? Because if you just true basketball, this is going to be great basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it challenges you to say, okay, well, which one am I really? You know what I mean? Because I get it. It is hype around it. Because, see, first of all, we're prisoners of the moment.
That's true.
Because living in this area, basketball season in Final Four and NCAA means something different to us than the rest of the country.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just the facts, people. That's just like football season and championship football means something different in SEC land than it does in the rest of the country. I know the rest of y'all like to think that y'all matter, but it's not the same. It's just not. I mean, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about NCAA tournaments and you're talking, you know, Michigan, Michigan State, UNC, Duke, you know, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the conversation. You don't talk Florida Atlantic, San Diego State.
Right.
We're talking it now, though.
The Aztecs.
Yeah.
So, because we changed the names, does it change the game?
Mm.
That's the question.
Yeah, a little bit because, again, these names you just mentioned, we're not familiar with them as much as the other ones. So, we got to become more accustomed to them to really appreciate who they are. Now, because it's new, it's kind of cool. It could be a one-off just this year because it never happened before.
Yeah.
And next year we can get back to, I don't know, they come back again, maybe they may become a tradition.
Right, yeah, right. Whatever, but so. As you talked about, that yeah. the transfer portal changes the landscape.
All day long, yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of work to be done. Got a couple of guys coming back over at Duke. You guys see that?
Yeah, which is, I thought was smart. Yeah, but first of all, I think Flip is gone.
He's got to go, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mitchell.
Matt Fadden and Whitehead's gone. Mitchell's probably gone, I guess.
I could see Whitehead.
You see Mitchell leaving?
I could see Whitehead coming back more.
No.
Than Mitchell.
No, Whitehead.
He learned a valuable lesson this year. Trust me.
Yeah, Whitehead's gone. The only reason that he wasn't in the pros this year because he had to go to school. So I mean, Flip, Whitehead, Lively, probably. Which
that's a toss up.
That's
man.
A toss up.
That's a toss up.
But Proctor's coming back though.
Proctor's coming.
Yeah,
he definitely
because then they got these all this. Now what about Roach? Does he leave?
You better not leave. You got to stay.
No, I'm saying, does Jeremy Roach leave?
No, he's got to stay.
You think he should stay?
Yes, he's got to stay.
Why?
Because he can make more money where he is than where he's going.
Mm. Okay.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can't argue that.
You know what I mean?
Reese doesn't want to see his parents anymore.
That's exactly right. Can he stay and his parents go?
No, I go where he go.
It's Bob.
She looked like someone has asked her once before to tone it down.
Right.
We see how that worked.
No. She got louder.
She got
that's
louder.
What happened.
Somebody asked her, "Ma'am, can you sit down up front?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Excuse me."
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna tell me to stop cheering right for my baby.
That's right. Exactly what she said.
So she said, "I'm about." She said, "So now I'm about my seat in the one behind me. So
right.
you sit three rows behind."
Right.
So now I don't have to worry about it. I'm like, man, mom, a gangster.
But they bring it in. They bring it in. Number one class. By fact. They got the
McDonald's All-American. He's playing last night.
He won the Sam Dunk contest, I mm-hmm. think. Got yeah. from Duke, going to Duke. And the game is tonight. So, but again, I changed my mind. But now you get all fired up, man, next year, because Carolina don't have anybody in there. But next year's going to be great. Got his new guys coming in. I'm not even excited about that anymore. It'd be good during the season.
Right.
But when we get down to crunch time, I'm not sure it's going to matter.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.